Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Senate Republicans expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill that Democrats have already vowed to block. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be host of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. You know, we got to get this country back on track, but it requires we the people. And with Constitution Day coming up next week, I remind you, we did have a really neat conversation with Judge Ginsburg, and he is he's actually narrating this special event, which is going to be on public television next week, which is all focused on on the Constitution. Done a great series. Public schools are already picking up on it, which I think is a great counter to what's been happening. Of course, here we have the 1619 Project that you may have heard about. If you've listened to the show, you know about it and what's going on. I mean, it's quite nefarious. I mean, even the author of it, who was given an award, I mean, go figure, says, well, it's maybe novelesque and kind of an idea, but this has gained traction because it seems to have some rhyme and reason with the antithetical forces right now and those that want to obliterate, as Bill Federer so appropriately put it, our history. And want to replace our history with something altogether different. In 1619, other historians have looked at it and debunked it, but yet it's being thrust upon, last count, I mean, over 3,400 schools are embracing this, and wow, it's just pretty crazy to think about it, because the way it's going to be taught in schools is if it's absolute truth. And but meanwhile, be aware, Constitution Day, and also this special show that is being presented to us, that Judge Ginsburg will be talking more about it. We're going to air that interview. But wow, it is powerful and something that we should, we need to re-embrace. And I mentioned to Judge Ginsburg, one of the things I appreciated about, there's so much to appreciate about Charles Krautheimer, and some people have anecdotally shared the story that what he would do on holidays is they'd sit in the backyard in the barbecue and go around and read portions of the Constitution, in its total. But, just pass it around and read it. And I think that, we need to do that. We need to have a re-embracement of the Constitution, realize what it's about, what our rights are about. Man, we don't know. Ignorance is inexcusable anymore, especially in this information age. And we need everybody to be, filled with knowledge, the right kind of knowledge and activity and wisdom, so that we can get this country back on track and we can fight against these antithetical forces that want to come in and upend our Constitution. religion and the American way of life. I mean, this is just absolute insanity, what's taking place. But it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's something that has been used, and as Bill Fetter pointed out quite clearly, even America has employed the strategies and, the shenanigans of upending governments and the way they do that. I mean, and so here it is. Now we are the target. And this is what we're seeing on the streets of America. Now we're seeing, the good news is the pushback, according to Bill Barr, in giving an update on the progress of Operation Legend, which you may be aware, which is a targeted effort by federal agents to crack down on violent crime. More than 2,500 criminals have been arrested, 600 facing federal charges. And I think some of those criminals are surprised because they thought they got away with it. And next thing you know, there's a knock on the door, and they're being arrested, for the crimes. Now, I want to hear about that one gentleman. I say gentleman, I use that term loosely, and I know you probably go, why would you call him a gentleman? Well, that individual that sexually assaulted that gal on the platform of a New York subway system, and he walked off like nothing. And, his face, he didn't even try to hide his face or anything like that. Somebody had captured, I don't know, maybe it was video. I thought maybe somebody was videotaping. It might have been just video that was there on the platform. And I don't know, but, the fact it was broad daylight, nobody said anything and just allowed this woman to be sexually assaulted like this is just, it's beyond the pale. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And the fact that this is representative of today's America and our society, this is what it's reducing itself to. Ladies and gentlemen, all we need is good people to stay quiet. And this kind of ugliness just finds a place and it will run rampant. And this is what's happening in suburbia right now, is that they see what's happening in the streets of America, and guess what? Suburbia now is starting to get under attack, and where's the police? We'll talk about more in that in just a moment, but the good news that Bill Barr had to share and regarding Operation Legend is that over the first 5 weeks of Operation Legend in Chicago, murders dropped by 50%. Thank you very much, Lori Lockfoot. And that was 50% over the previous 5 weeks. August ultimately saw a 45% decrease in murders compared to July, 35% decrease compared in June. So tell me law enforcement does not work. I mean, we know the opposite works quite clearly, because you see, by comparison, Liz Peek pointed out what was going on in New York. I mean, how would you like to be a New Yorker right now? No wonder they're moving out in droves. They see what's happening. It's not safe for them to walk the streets of New York anymore. I mean, the crime rate is absolutely skyrocketed, and this is why Donald Trump says New York needs a Rudy Giuliani, if not really Rudy Giuliani, to come back and straighten things out. And Liz also pointed out that when it comes to a mayor, say what you want to say about the former mayor, he did a good job. He knew how to administrate. De Blasio does not. I'm talking about Bloomberg before, is who she lauded in terms of somebody who could manage a city. Now, the other thing that's happening right now, as the pieces are still being disassembled here, is we're losing good people. Speaking of law enforcement, yesterday the police chief of Rochester, New York, announced his resignation. A deputy chief and commander also resigned. Now, imagine what's going out the door here. A lot of experience and people that had relationships with law enforcement, with their fellow officers and the community. Chief Laurent Singletary denounced the media's reporting on the death of Daniel Prude as a mischaracterization and politicization of the facts and an attempt to destroy his character and integrity. This is a bit of the fifth column. My good friend Bob Cook, caught on that real quick, and it texted me about that when Bill Fetter had talked about the fifth column, how that comes in between these two opposing forces and just rumbles things up and turns things upside down, and the mainstream media has become useful idiots to this end. And and I don't think there's been so much in terms of you wonder about bribes and coercion, but it's almost I guess in a sense a bit of a, I don't know, I don't want to say self-fulfilled prophecy, but it's interesting how the mainstream media has abandoned their post. They're supposed to give we the people a free press to give us some objectivity. They've abandoned that altogether and think that they're somehow in the opinion business instead of documenting history and making sure the body politic is fully aware of what's going on without as much prejudice and with some objectivity. Imagine what kind of mainstream media and the result of we the people that could develop. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, the way we come, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to give you the information you know, truthful information as best we can. I mean, this is a commitment and something that we're holding to, that we will pursue the truth no matter where it leads. As you recall, this past weekend, A.G. Barr had this to say about, you know, about the media and them being exposed. It's really their own self-exposure there. And he says that the word, you know, because everything's become a narrative, right? You always hear, it's a narrative. And somehow if it's a narrative, then you can apply anonymous reporting and it gets fast and loose. And journalism, you know, professional principles are abandoned. I mean, and this is the dangerous part right now. And this allows them to be even more useful idiots in this process of being the fifth column. But Bill Barr said the word narrative means there's no objective truth. Catch that, right? No objective truth. There's no real story of what happened. Everyone has their own narrative, and you get to where the press can justify presenting a story that doesn't really correspond to objective truth. But it's our narrative, right? We have a narrative. You have a narrative. Okay, your truth is your truth, and my truth is my truth. See how slippery this gets? You know, I've been appalled, he says, at this violence because it's happening right out in the streets. And we've got governors and we've got mayors, and their narrative, quote unquote, with air fingers, as they say, is diluting reality. And we're led to believe it's no big thing. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to hide 100-plus days of, and don't give me peaceful protests. I mean, they're just full-blown riots that are happening in Portland. And I know most people in America are seeing it that, and when they hear peaceful, it's just, you know, they shake their heads, turn the channel, because they don't want to be associated with this, because they don't want to, as we've been, you know, discussing here, you know, this misinformation gets poured in to the political bloodstream of America, and this is why it's so difficult sometimes to talk to your neighbors. You can't even reason with them because they have so bought in to this quote-unquote narrative. And when you ask them about the truth, even in the most friendly and respectful of ways, they just feel like, oh my goodness, you know, that we're either trying to counter indoctrinate them, we're challenging their we're insulting their intelligence, as opposed to just saying, look at, you know, we're both interested in this country, and I think at the end of the day, speaking of Constitution Day, I think we want to uphold the constitutional principles, things that have established this country, things that will, you know, serve to protect our children and our children's children and future generations, and allow them to enjoy a bit of the liberties that we've been able to enjoy and maybe in some cases have taken for granted. And this is why we're paying the price today and why we're so threatened. But it's up to us to do something about it. Now, a video, this is a video, but we're going to play the audio track that has been, you know, gaining a lot of attention here, and it's been more on the background than the foreground because the mainstream media is not going to play this. Is a recall of what Joe Biden back in 1993 had to say about the 1994 crime bill. Now you listen to his language and listen to how passionate he is about this and protecting his kids and his mother. And you know, it's a very powerful presentation, but you try to put it in the context of today's contemporary America, and you start having this sense. I mean, as I listen to it, I hear chalk on the chalkboard going in the wrong direction, and this is an audio track. There's a video that certainly his campaign and the Democrats would rather you not hear. But listen to what he had to say. His words.
It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, What made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said, rehabilitation, when it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it. And when we notice it and we know it occurs, we don't know why. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release. That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate. But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone is a malefactor in society. I don't care why someone is antisocial. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. But they are in jail, away from my mother, your husband, our families.
Well, there he is talking about law and order. I mean, a certain aspect of it. But how does that square up with today's America and today's Democrats? I mean, here's the Soros-backed Democrat district attorney who argues that looting, rioting, and stealing are acceptable if you really need what you're stealing. You heard me right. I mean, this is a district attorney that is a Democrat. I mean, are you starting to see, I mean, you know, when you talk about identity politics, and it really bothers me. It's a distaste for me to talk about identity politics because it does little to unite us. But we need to understand what the problem is. And the problem is our stinking thinking as our old friend Zig Ziglar would say. I mean, we got to get our thinking right. I mentioned in my recent commentary, one of my dear friends here in Southern California, a 91-year-old retired teacher, you know, Miss Gloria says, my brain no feely. And I think that this is what's befallen our country today, is that people that we expect to be smarter than this, their brain no feely. And I say no thinky either. And, you know, to put this together. I mean, really, can you imagine this? I mean, law enforcement now, prosecutors, all being handcuffed here in dealing appropriately with law and order. Now you've got to consider somebody's need. Joe Biden clearly back in 1993 said he didn't care what need was, didn't care what their motivation was. All he cared about was that they were lawless. And if you're lawless, then you pay the price. That's it. End of story. No argument. And also, I thought it was wise and insightful of him to admit that as far as he was concerned, then figured out how to rehabilitate people. Makes you wonder, huh? Wonder why. Why is it, what are we doing? What are we not doing that we should be doing? Just something to ponder here for just a moment. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book Rage is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. All kinds of free things there. You can download podcasts. It's our gift to you because we're givers. Any past interviews of these great guests that we bring on, I'll tell you, we're so blessed to be able to have developed a network of experts, all that are of the same mindset to pursue the truth. I mean, we may not be 100% in agreement. That's okay. We don't need to be 100% in agreement because if that's the case, then one of us is replaceable and redundant, as they would say. Okay, so we love to have the variance of ideas and insight and experts who come on also, with the caveat that we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Jim Dennison is back with us. Always appreciate Jim. He's the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, who shares his timeless wisdom on a timely challenge like suicide. Right now, the numbers, we talked about how suicide has been increasing. This is Suicide Prevention Month, so there's some pointed awareness. And at a time, as a result of COVID, that we see suicide numbers on the increase. We know that when it comes to the military, something like 2022 former military are committing suicide. I mean, this is a heartbreak to think about it. It's not just the people, but it's the people that are left behind wondering, you know, why? What could I have done? Children right now, 167, I believe, 167 per day are committing suicide. The numbers are just, you know, skyrocketing right before us. And COVID-19, of course, is contributing to this. I think all the experts are in agreement of that. And Jim is here to talk about what the Bible has to say about suicide. Jim Dennison, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm good. It's always good to be on with you today, my friend. Thanks for the privilege.
Well, suicide. We don't talk. I guess I'm grateful that we have a suicide awareness prevention month, because it brings it to focus. Because though you may not have been directly impacted, I don't know of. But a few people who could say that suicide has not been part of their experience, you know, with a relative or somebody they've known, but it almost seems like it's touched everyone.
It really does, doesn't it? I go back to high school, Bill. I had a good friend in high school who took his own life, who hung himself in his garage. And I have, from that time to this, wondered what I could have done. Wondered what I should have done. What should I have seen? What might I have been able to do to prevent this? And now I think all these years later, of course, all these decades later, how different would the world be had he lived? Yes. Had he married? Had he had children? He was incredibly gifted, a great athlete. And to this day, I don't know the story. I thought we were good friends.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Was absolutely shocked when that happened. So, yeah, we all have a story like that, it seems.
So what does the Bible say about suicide, Jim?
It tells us at the end of the day that life belongs to God, that we were made by Him, that it's from womb to tomb, as they say, from the time we were conceived until natural death. Our lives are in His hands and they belong to Him. And no matter how bad it gets, He's with us, He is for us, and He will give us the strength we need to make it another day if we'll seek His help and the help of those that He's put in our lives.
For those people, you know, like your friend that you cited, and we know stories that are so typical, where they are in such a dark place that, you know, we can hear that God says very clearly that your life is in His hands. But, you know, I just can only imagine, Jim, where that, how dark that space must be that you can't even hear the Word of God anymore.
It's really on two levels, as I understand it. I'm certainly not a psychologist, but I'm a pastor, and I've been involved in counseling over many, many years, involved with this and with psychologists as well, and also do medical ethics, and I'm in that space with psychiatrists as well. Seems to be on two levels. On the one level, there are those that take their lives in what's called a trigger mechanism. They're just really angry at something, or something's happened in their lives. They're in discouragement or despair about this. They've been discovered with some moral failure or something like that, and there's something available to them, whether it's a handgun or something they can do. And they take their lives, but if they hadn't, they probably wouldn't. If they could have gotten through that somehow, if somebody could have been present in that moment, if they'd reached out for help, they probably wouldn't. On the other level are those you're describing that really are dealing with clinical depression, which is a disease. People need to understand that. It's just a disease, just as if it were cancer, if it were leukemia, if it were diabetes. This is an actual disease that some people suffer from that gets, unfortunately, to a place where the pain is so bad, their life is so difficult, they literally can't imagine going on. They convince themselves that life would be better without them, that their family would be better without them, that they're actually doing their loved ones a favor by ending their lives. And so they get to this place, and even if you'd intervene today, if we can't get to the root of it, they'll try again. It's a very different category, and for them it really is a disease that needs medical intervention as well as spiritual.
You know, without a doubt. And Jim, it's the age-old story of substituting a lie for the truth. And and you know, it takes self-evaluation and discipline, and that you know, like yourself, and you know, I think many of us, you know, it's like if we find ourselves in that position, you know, what word, you know, what could we say, you know, to help somebody, to get them on the other side? There was this anecdotal story, actually a true story, about a high school student. You may have heard this. He was picked on, you know, during high school, and I think his freshman year, repeatedly picked on. People knocked books out of his hands. They would, you know, just do the mean things that kids can do in high school. He was a freshman, after all. You know, it's all part of the hazing process, right? Well, it had overtaken him. And one day as he's heading home, and he's beyond the contemplation of suicide. He's going home to commit suicide. And even to top it off, as he's going home, one of the smart aleck kids, again, knocks the books out of his hands. Fortunately, there was an individual who was nearby, saw what happened, went and helped him, picked up his books, and, and walked him home. And 4 years later, this kid happened to rise to the level of valedictorian of the class, believe it or not. And in his speech, in his graduation speech, he relates this story about this friend who took the time, took the moment. Wasn't his friend, he was an absolute stranger at that moment, but became his friend and took that time to just help him pick up his books. And in that instance of kindness, an expression of kindness to him, it saved him from committing suicide. You imagine the stunned silence of that graduating audience, including his family, that did not know that story.
Unfortunately or fortunately, that's a story that so many of us have in our lives, don't we, Bill? On a level that perhaps we know and perhaps we don't. Mm-hmm. And so really it goes as believers to the importance of being available to the Holy Spirit in every moment. The Holy Spirit knows what's going on in a person's life. He knows the despair they might be facing. He knows the thoughts that are in their heart and what's happening there. If we'll obey His prompting, He'll move us into those relationships, won't He, where we'll pick up somebody's books or we'll speak this word or we'll knock on the door or we'll send that text or that, just reach out in that way. And we may not know why we're doing it. We may not the rest of our lives know why we're doing it. That person may not fully know, but we can be used by the Holy Spirit to make an interventional difference in the lives of hurting souls if we're willing to be available.
Jim, I believe we need to recommit to life, individuals, as much as it would count on us, is that we be agents of life. We be co-laborers with God to promote life, and that we would be sensitive to this, to reach out to those that have been considered less than, the forgotten son and daughter, or the forgotten child or adult that has been marginalized. Especially, you think in today's cancel culture, how mean-spirited it is. I've referred to it often as the spirit of invalidation that has been running amok in our society, and how dangerous that is, Jim.
It absolutely is. And that's one of the places, Bill, where I'm just so grateful for evangelicals who are understanding we're not just pro-life in the sense of pro-birth. We want to be pro-life in the sense of the entirety of life.
Exactly.
And that's a shift for some of us. You know, we've been on the front edge since 1973 and Roe v. Wade and all of that, and absolutely should be. Absolutely. I mean, no question about that, that we need to be helping women that are considering abortion and family environment and all that's involved in all that. But it doesn't stop at birth, does it?
No,
it
does not.
We need to be pro-life relative to all the spectrum of issues that we're talking about, from mental illness to physical illness, all the way. One of the things I'm very concerned about, Bill, and it's actually in the paper I wrote on this, very concerned about the popularity of euthanasia and the growing idea that we can end our lives when we want, even relative to the end of life issue and euthanasia and all that. We have to be intervened.
Jim, we got to leave it there. Thank you, Jim.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You love this intro because you know what it means. It's time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, and we're going to be listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans, who joins us now. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. It looks like things are beginning to get back to somewhat normal at your local movie theater. Tenet, number one last weekend, making, drum roll, please, $20.2 million. How about that?
Wow, that's refreshing. It really is. I mean, it's exciting to see the numbers again. I mean, we went dark too long, and then to actually see these numbers generated like this, this is encouraging. I like it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we have 6,000 theaters in the country, and about 4,200 of those are currently open, about 70%. And you had Tenet on about 66% of those. So, I mean, things are starting to get back to normal. $20.2 million. The New Mutants was number two. It made about $3 million. Unhinged was number three, making about $1.8 million, followed by Bill and Ted Face the Music. And the SpongeBob movie rounded out the top five. It's on about 304 screens, making about $355,000. That's how things are looking, but like I say, we are just getting into it. Right. You remember, of course, 1971, right?
Well, of course. I was alive during that time, yes.
The huge Helen Reddy anthem that was released, I Am Woman, right?
Yes,
remember that?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, they have a movie about it. It's getting great reviews, 76% recommending. This is about single mother Helen Reddy back in 1966, leaving her old life in Australia for New York and stardom. This is a film about Helen, so it's not a documentary. Helen being played by Tilda Cobham Hervey, and she leaves her old life behind, and she only finds that the industry's male gatekeepers don't take her seriously. When ambitious, aspiring talent manager Jeff Wald, played by Evan Peters, sweeps Helen off her feet, everything changes as he becomes both her husband and manager and relocates the family to California. Well, of course, the she gets a recording contract, has a subsequent string of hit singles, including the iconic mega hit I Am Woman, and increased fame leads to added pressures on themselves and their relationships, forcing Helen to find the strength to take control of her own destiny. There you go. I Am Woman, 76%. That was quite a time when you think about it.
It really
right?
was, you know, in terms of a perfect storm. I mean, she was the right woman for the time. And these are the things that are important when you look back on history to see the roles that they play. And, you know, who would forget Helen Reddy? I mean, what
Helen
an impact.
You remember you had, you know, that whole women's movement, you know?
Yes.
It was quite a time.
Ask me how many times I played her music.
I know.
Right?
When I saw that title, I thought, oh, my gosh, I've heard that song a few times.
Yes.
Oh, also out this weekend, we have, this is a really interesting film, a really interesting concept. It's called The Broken Hearts Gallery. 77% are recommending. Here's the idea. What if you saved a souvenir from every relationship you've ever been in?
Ooh.
What would your gallery look like, Bill?
Wow.
What would be hanging on your wall to celebrate those relationships? That's
I'm fearfully shaking to tell you the truth.
This follows the always unique Lucy, played by Geraldine Viswanathan. She's a 20-something art gallery assistant living in New York City who also happens to be an emotional hoarder. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're learning as we go here.
When you come across an emotional hoarder, I would tell you don't walk, you run. In the opposite direction. You know?
That would probably be wise to do.
Wow.
After she gets dumped by her latest boyfriend, Lucy is inspired to create the Broken Heart Gallery, which is this pop-up space for items love has left behind. Word of the gallery spreads, encouraging a movement and a fresh start for all the romantics out there, including Lucy herself. This looks like a great movie. Broken Hearts Gallery. 77% are recommending that.
It could be interesting. Now, you asked me that question. Obviously, you imagine that yourself. I mean, you know, little trinkets, little memorabilia from past loves and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, even, you know, you look back, even photos, you know, pictures. Back, you know, I mean, back in the day when we actually had physical pictures, you go through an old box of photos and like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I come across that, then I usually hear shortly thereafter my wife saying, "What are you looking at?" Oh, nothing.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to look them up on Facebook these days. No, that's not a smart thing to do either.
Speaking
of social media, this is a terrific film. It was big up at Sundance. It's called The Social Dilemma, out on Netflix this weekend. 89% are recommending. We tweet, we like, and we share. But what are the consequences of our growing dependence on social media? As digital platforms increasingly become a lifeline to stay connected, Silicon Valley insiders in this documentary reveal how social media is reprogramming civilization. And they illustrate this by exposing what is hiding on the other side of your screen. This and so timely, too. I don't think we know the effect, and won't for probably years to come, of the advent of social media and its effect on our society. What do you think?
Steve-O, to think that your identity is being defined by social media, by others that don't know you, when you are in an partly anonymous position there, that's pretty risky. But that's what's happening to the kids today, sadly. And why they're disturbed, you know. And in fact, this is Suicide Prevention Month, and you got a lot of young kids, 167 kids committing suicide. And there are some socialists that are saying that, Facebook and all these interactions that are taking place on the internet are contributing.
It is a reality, I think, and something we have to deal with. And like I said, I'm not sure we'll know exactly for years to come what has actually taken place.
And the thing is, it's so difficult, though, Steve, about this, is that when you try to, you know, manage it with your, you know, with your kids and your teenagers, my goodness, I mean, it's like you're trying to take their heart away from them or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's a lot of very angry in terms of the pushback, you know, from these young kids, because they're so bought into the social media.
Well, I think it's a lot about the age, too. I think we all went through that, where you go through a time in your life, usually when you're an early teen, where you really have this strong desire to belong, and this whole social media thing just enables that even more. So it's a difficult problem.
But it does come. It does find its end. I mean, even the Cardassians are deciding, you know, to hang it up.
What are we going to aspire to now? I mean, we're always trying to keep up with that group.
Well, so, now we don't have to. Yeah,
I guess not. But anyway, this is a great look at social media. It's called The Social Dilemma. 89% recommending that one. We have back to romance here. We have a movie called Two Hearts. For two couples, the future unfolds in different decades and different places, but a hidden connection will bring them together in a way that no one could have predicted. Based on an inspirational true story, we have Chris, a college freshman whose love for a spirited classmate helps him find purpose that he has been looking for. In another place and time, you have a Cuban exile, Jorge, who falls for a well-traveled flight attendant, Leslie, though they were never meant to meet. Fate has something entirely unexpected in store for both couples that dramatically changes the courses of their lives. Not reviewed for the critics, it's called Two Hearts out there this weekend.
Well, it's not reviewed for the critics because most of the critics don't have a heart, so they go in the
That's true. That's why they don't even bother.
I sound so cynical. Forgive me.
I think it helps. I don't think you have to be heartless to be a critic, but I think it helps.
Yes.
All right. Rent-A-Pal. The people are saying this is a little creepy. IFC Midnight has brought this one out. Set in 1990, you have a lonely bachelor by the name of David. He searches for an escape from the day-to-day drudgery of caring for his aging mother. While seeking a partner through a video dating service, he discovers a strange VHS tape called Rent-A-Pal. Hosted by the charming and charismatic Andy, the tape offers him much-needed company, compassion, and friendship. But Andy's friendship comes at a cost, as you might expect, and David desperately struggles to afford the price of admission. Rent-A-Pal, 60% recommending that.
Mystery and suspense it is, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether we talked about this one last week. It's called I'm Thinking of Ending Things. This is the new one out by Charlie Kaufman. Getting great reviews, but Charlie Kaufman is sometimes difficult to follow. He did Adaptation, if you remember, and, of course, the terrific film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And he has written and directed this one, I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Despite second thoughts about their relationship, a young woman takes a road trip with her new boyfriend to his family farm. Trapped at the farm during a snowstorm with Jake's mother and father, the young woman begins to question the nature of everything she knew or understood about her boyfriend. Probably not the first time that has happened. Also, she starts to question herself and the world in general. This is an exploration, Bill, of regret, longing, and the fragility of human spirit. I'm thinking of ending things on Netflix. 87% recommending that one.
Well, Charlie Kaufman, I mean, you know, anybody that can come up with the title Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I mean, that's in a whole nother paradigm altogether.
Have you seen the movie? You ever see the movie?
No, I've never seen the movie, but I'm just looking at the title of it. I mean,
It is a great one to watch because it does introduce this whole thing about, I mean, I think it's one of the great love stories because it talks about what we remember. Speaking of artifacts that we might want to keep, our memories of a relationship. And the idea behind this is if you are going through a painful separation, you can visit this service where they will remove those memories. That's the eternal sunshine of a spotless mind. And it's Jim Carrey is in the movie. It's really, really well done. So you might want to check it out.
I'm going to have to check that one out. But I love the title. I mean, the title is, at least for me, maybe right now, I mean, it's very
provocative. That could be your project. Also, Adaptation. That's another terrific film by Charlie Kaufman. Check that one out, too.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right, we got about 20 seconds left, so what else do you got to say?
Well, we have one. It's called Binge, and it's called The Binge, and if I can find it here. Anyway, it's about set in a time when all drugs and alcohol are illegal. The only day anyone can participate is on this thing called Binge Day. Richard Roper saying no amount of booze could make this Hulu teen comedy seem funny. That's why only 23% are recommending.
Listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.